A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole, continued. Disc 2.
What got into your head that made you encourage those two characters last night? Every day, Darlene, I try to explain to you the kind of clientele we want in here. Then I walk in and find you eating crap off my bar with some old lady and a fat turd. You trying to close down my business? People look in the door, see a combination like that, they walk off to another bar. What I have to do to make you understand, Darlene? How does a human being get through to a mind like yours?
I already told you I felt sorry for that poor woman, Lana. You ought to seen how her son treated her. You ought to heard the story he told me about a Greyhound bus. And all the time that sweet old lady sitting there paying for his drinks, I had to take one of her cakes to make her feel good.
Well, the next time I find you encouraging people like that and ruining my investment, I'm going to kick you out on your behind. Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am.
You sure you got what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now show this boy where we keep our brooms and crap and get that bottle that old lady broke cleaned up. You're in charge of getting this whole goddamn place as clean as a pin for what you did me last night. I'm going shopping.
Lana got to the door and turned around.
I don't want nobody fooling with that cabinet under the bar.
I swear,
Darlene said to Jones after Lana had swung through the door.
This place is worse than the army. She just hired you today.
Yeah, Jones answered. She ain't exactly hired me. She kinda buying me off a auction block.
At least you gonna get a salary. I only work on commission for how much I get people to drink. You think that's easy? Try to get some guy to buy more than one of the kind of drinks they serve in here. All water. They gotta spend $10-$15 to get any effect at all. I swear, it's a tough job. Lana even pumps water in the champagne. You ought to taste that. Then she's all the time complaining about how business stinks. She ought to buy a drink at this bar and find out. Even when she's got only about 5 people drinking in here, she's making a fortune. Water don't cost nothing.
What's she go shopping for? A whip?
Don't ask me. Lana never tells me nothing. That Lana's a funny one.
Darlene blew her nose daintily.
What I really want to be is an exotic. I've been practicing in my apartment on a routine. If I can get Lana to let me dance in here at night, I can get me a regular salary and quit hustling water on commission. Now that I think of it, I ought to get me some commission from what them people drank up in here last night. That old lady sure drank up a lot of beer. I don't see what Lana's got to complain about. Business is business. That fat man and his mama wasn't much worse than plenty we get in here. I think the thing got Lana was that funny green cap he had stuck up on his head. When he was talking, he'd pull the ear flap down, and when he was listening, he'd stick it up again. By the time Lana got here, everybody was hollering at him, so he had both flaps stuck out like wings. You know, it looked sort of funny.